chapter number 19, verse number 15. The danger of doing it alone. It has been said that the highest form of flattery is imitation. By imitation, I mean when someone copies what you're doing. I think the young kids call it biting. I hope I'm still in baby with that. I hope that's still the end thing. Biting. Is that old? I think that's it. Kids say, don't bite off me or don't bite me or something like that. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Imitation is when someone tried to walk like you, dress like you, talk like you. They try to act like you because they like what they see in you. And it's a wonderful thing when people imitate you. The problem with imitation is that imitation can hurt you. It can get you killed. Because sometimes what we don't realize or recognize is that the person that you're looking at and you're imitating, it's really not them that you like. What you're looking at, what you see, is the anointing of God that is upon their life. And so you try to do what they do. And the danger of doing it alone is that they're walking in their calling, in their anointing, and you just try to do it because you like it. That's the easiest way to get yourself hurt. Just because you look at someone and it looks like they're mastering something. Don't be fooled. Don't think they're doing it alone. When you are in a season and God is anointing you for a season, what seems difficult for someone else is easy for that person. You ever met someone and they were doing something and it seemed so easy that you can do that? I look at Chuck sometimes, and Chuck's sitting over there, he just playing, and it seems like he's just not even here, and it's no effort whatsoever. But that's his anointing. Amen. For me, I'll struggle and I mess things up and I tear everything up because that's his gift to do that. Amen. When you try to walk in somebody else's gift, you'll find out that it will mess you up because that person flowing and here you all have to struggle to do something, you'll cause other people to come after you because they want to do what you're doing. There's some people in your life that is looking at what you're doing and they are just amazed at what you're doing. Because the truth of the matter is, if they had to do what you're doing or deal with what you're dealing with, they would have blew their brains out long time ago. And they're sitting there and they're watching you and they're just amazed at how you just keep flowing and what you're doing. How they look around and your job is gone and everything that was in place, it's now gone. And Satan has moved in your life and now captures in your life and everything is messed up. And you're so crazy, you still sitting there smiling. Come on, God will make our way out of no way. You still sitting there talking about the God that you serve. He'll supply all of your needs. You still sitting there saying, I know that the enemy is coming against me, but the Bible declares that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Look at your neighbor this morning. Tell him you better recognize the anointing that is in my life. My God. When there's anointing that is in your life, the anointing of God is the power of God. When the power of God is upon you, you're not acting based off what you want to do and your strength. See, what you realize is that I can tap into a greater strength, a strength called the anointing. When I tap into the anointing, even though in the natural I can't do it, but when God takes your natural, connected with you in the presence of some folk. And in the presence of some folk, the folk will begin to look at you and they will wish for your gift. Now, Paul was a man that Paul came from the other side of the track. That's why I like Paul. Because Paul wasn't raised up in the church. Y'all gotta excuse me, but when people are raised up in the church and they never gone to the club like me, and they never smoked any weed like me, and they never had any alcohol like me, and they never committed adultery like me, I can't relate to you, baby. From Saul to Paul. Now you gotta get this. Every time troubles come in your life, the purpose of the trouble or the question for the trouble is just to ask you, who are you? If you know who you are, your troubles don't matter. Because I'm gonna always have troubles on this side of heaven. So I'm not concerned about my troubles. What I'm concerned about is, who am I? If I know that I'm a child of God, my troubles can stand right there and death on this side. But baby, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I'm going through something, and in the midst of going through something, you gotta know that God is ordering. Yes, sir. Y'all gotta excuse me this morning. I want to be real. I don't have time to color things up and to play with things and to act like all of us sitting in here like we just got it together. And see what Paul teaches is, Paul teaching us this morning that you can come from the world, come into the church, and really be about God's business. You ever get confused sometimes when you know a person's story and you say, why did God choose that old ugly thing? And God is saying, because my grace against that old ugly thing, make it look real good, magnify my name. And they don't give themselves credit, they give all the credit to God, because they know who brought them through. Have God ever brought you through something and you mess around, look back and say, nobody but God, because I never would have made it without him. You ought to give him some praise for bringing you out of trouble. You ought to give him some praise this morning, because God is alive, because God still sits high when he looks low. You ought to praise the name of the Lord this morning. Paul was my kind of preacher. My kind of preacher don't mind telling you. He ain't got it all together. No. See, when we stop lying from the pulpit, we'll begin to affect the pews. But it's too much lying going on up here. You see, sometimes we treat up here like every time you pray, God shows up in 5 minutes. No, baby, I got some stuff from 5 years ago. I still ain't seen God. But David, wake up on the Lord. Trying to teach us, baby, you gotta come up above your storms, come up above your problems, come up above your unemployment, come up above what you're going through.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Paul.
Thank you, Lord.
Comes into ministry, and when he comes into ministry, they don't quite know Paul's name, but they know his story. There's some folk who's not interested in you. The fact that you join the church, they really don't care. What they're interested in is calling Sister Jones after after you join the church and say, now isn't that the same young lady that got caught up in something? Yeah, that's her, right? That's the same one. And now she have the audacity to join the church? Yeah, baby, I have the audacity to join the church. And if I can't come into the house of the Lord and cast all my cares upon him, where can I go? Who can I tell my problems to? If I can't tell them to the God that I'm serving, I'm glad I got a God that's here to do business. I'm glad that I got a God that says Jesus is on the main line. Call him up. Tell him what you want. I wonder if you got a need this morning. I challenge you to call him up. Tell him what you need. And when Paul comes into the ministry, Paul is flowing into the ministry. And so sometimes when you go into ministry, other ministers want to knock what you're doing. You've never seen hatred until you see it preacher to preacher. It seems like everybody ought to be on one accord. How many people showed up in your church today? How much did you raise today? I don't have a church, and I can't raise anything. So God says, Jesus says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. See, the problem is we're so busy counting heads that we're missing hurting hearts. See, sometimes in life, folks don't care what you know until they know that you care about them going through something. When I sit here and I'm talking about telling somebody that you love them, I'm for real, because somebody needs to know that somebody loves me. Somebody needs to know that somebody sees something good in me. Somebody needs to know that I'm not washed up. Somebody needs to know that God still can use somebody like me. A priest.
Thank you, Lord.
Sheva. Sheva was a priest, and he was along the same time as Paul. So Sheva, the priest, began to watch Paul ministry. Sheva had seven sons, and the seven sons that Sheva had, they looked at Paul and said, what Paul is doing, we can do it too. After all, it's seven of us plus Dan. We certainly can have the same power that Paul had. And so Paul, I had to bring you something, you know that. Paul was laying hands on folk. Paul was taking oil. And Paul believed that if you lay hands on someone, putting oil on them, that the power of God would show up. He believed in the supernatural healing power. And the Bible declared that Paul would walk by and Paul would grab little aprons, or Paul would grab a napkin like this, or a handkerchief, and Paul would touch it. I'm right here, baby. And Paul would touch it and he would pray for it or pray over it, and then he'll give it to somebody and then they'll be healed. Now, I know sometimes on TV you got to send $15 to get a handkerchief. No, baby, you don't got to do that. What is called? It is called the transferring of the anointing. That is, what's inside of you, you transfer it to someone else by the laying hands on it. Now, you got to be careful with that, because that can turn into witchcraft. Just because you ride your Bible in your car trying to ward off an accident don't make you holy. It makes the book witchcraft to you. Oh, now how you say that? Because you don't believe what's in the book. You using the book as the same tool that witchcraft folks use their little book for. See, having a Bible doesn't make you holy. You got to open that thing up and you got to study it line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. The Bible up and you begin to understand what it's really saying to you. In other words, when you begin to open up God and say, God, I'm chasing after you. I'm chasing after you. And God said, baby, you ain't got to go very far. I stand still and I let you see my salvation. Have you ever been running from something in your life and God just be still and then God watched you run to him, and when God allowed you to run to him, he looked around and then your enemy was gone and you saw them no more. God will fight your battles. You gotta know, you gotta go. So here are the seven sons. The seventh son says, we'll do what Paul has been doing. And so they begin to pray. They begin to proclaim, in the name of the Jesus that Paul served. In the name of Jesus that Paul served. Isn't that kind of like church folk? Don't know God, but just tell you, now that scripture that the preacher said. Let me tell you something. If you don't know that scripture for yourself, if the preachers can say it, and it don't get no power for you. The power comes from the relationship that you have with God. Don't you watch me up here and watch what I'm doing and try to imitate what I'm doing. Because the truth is, every time I come outside of God, I jack some stuff up. So I quickly have to go back under his protective covering. That's the anointing. So when you look at me and look at my story and know what I'm going through, and you say, well, he's smiling, baby, I'm hurting on the inside, and so are you. I heard that girl talk this morning. So my sometimes folks look good on the outside. On the inside, they're going through something. But thank God, the God that I serve, he doesn't live outside of me. Baby, come on in and live with me. Come on in and sit with me. Come on in and commune with me. Come on in and fellowship with me. Come on in and fight my battles.
Hallelujah.
And so here he is. The seven sons. The seven sons says, in the name of Jesus that Paul served. They don't have a relationship with him. But they just talking about, I'm going to do what Paul has been doing. Imitation will get you messed up. Watch the story. Now, there was a man that had an evil spirit. The man that had an evil spirit came before the seven sons. And the seven sons was going to try to do the Jesus thing. You get it? Trying to do the Jesus thing is to act like somebody else without their anointing, without their power, without their calling. And so the evil spirit showed up. When the evil spirit showed up, the evil spirit says, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Isn't that something? You've been talking about in the name of Jesus that Paul served. And the evil spirit says, I don't even know you. Isn't it a good thing to know that God knows you?
Amen.
When God allowed Job to go through something, God said about Job, he said, Satan, have you considered, have you thought about my servant Job? Satan didn't say, well, who is Job? Where's Job live? He says, Paul I know. Jesus I know. And for this one, Job I know. I wonder if the evil spirit knows your name. I wonder if you've been giving him so much hell on your knees that he's tired of you. I wonder if you've been putting him through so much that he gets tired of you. Talking about Jesus this and Jesus that. Because every time you call upon the name of Jesus, he has to flee. I wonder if you can't stay up in the midnight hour. I wonder if your secret closet got Jesus all across it and Satan knows who you are. And he doesn't ask the question, who are you? Because he knows your name. You know, so Yeah, we as men, we got some big egos. And when we got big egos, sometimes we be saying, say my name. Y'all know how we do it. I told y'all. Say my name. I didn't say what you thinking. I didn't say that. I didn't. Don't think that. I didn't say that. Come on, Ray. Look up here, Ray. We have an ego, and our ego makes us say, say my name. What we want to hear is for somebody to say, you got it going on. In the midst of going through something, I dare you to say the name of Jesus. The Bible declares at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. The Bible declares every time Satan hears the name of Jesus, he packed wings and he began to fly. If you find yourself this morning going through something, I dare you to call the name of Jesus. If you say Jesus, watch him show up in your life. Now, he may not release you from what you're going through, but he will show up in your life. Watch this. Point number one tonight, or this morning, and I'll be very, very brief, and that is this. Point number one. Just because somebody is watching you doesn't mean that they're with you. The seven sons have been watching Paul, but they were not with Paul. You see, somebody can watch what you do, but that doesn't mean that they're in a relationship with you. You see, in the midst of going through something, you need to make sure that somebody is in a relationship with you. And so the relationship that Paul had with Jesus is that every time Paul said Jesus, Jesus knew exactly who Paul was. And I love the Lord because not only does he know who you are, he knows where you are. He knows it when you're in the valley. He knows it when you're crying all night. He knows it when you're all alone. Thank God I can call upon the name of Jesus and he doesn't have to find me, baby, because we're already connected. I'm abiding in him and he's abiding in me. Just because somebody's watching doesn't mean that they're with you. Point number two. You can't see the real deal looking from outside in. What they assume is looking out, if Paul can call upon the name of Jesus, I can call upon the name of Jesus. And just like he shows up for Paul, he'll show up for us. And so these seven boys says, come on, let's team up together. And if we team up together, if Jesus shows up and he heals people, for Paul, he certainly would do it for us. The difference is they did not recognize the calling that was in Paul's life. When there's a calling in your life, when there's an anointing upon your life, baby, you can do supernatural things. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you ever been around crazy folks and you noticed how strong crazy folks were?
Amen.
Come on now, some of your family. Now, come on, some of your family. Crazy folks have supernatural strength. Because the evil spirit that is upon them gives them the strength. And likewise, what God is telling us this morning is that if you think they got power, they got strength, call upon my name. Watch how strong you are in me. Watch it when they take your little car, you still give me some praise. Watch it when they foreclose on your house, you still give me some praise. Watch it when the doctor says you got cancer, but you still give me some praise. Watch it when you're unemployed, but you still give me some praise. Watch it when you have no friends, but you still give me some praise. Watch it when everybody turned their back, but you still give me praise. You ought to praise the name of the Lord. Watch this. Listen, point number three is this. There's no victory without warfare. There's no victory without warfare. See, some of us want to be champions in the kingdom of God, but we don't want to fight. Baby, in the kingdom of God, you got to put up the deuces, man. When Satan comes, don't be nice to him. Don't ask for permission. You got to knock his tail out.
All right.
But Satan comes, but to steal, kill, and destroy. Now on earth, if someone attacks you like that, are you then going to say, well, I don't know, why are you trying to treat me like that? No, baby, we'll talk later.
Okay.
We'll talk later. See, I got to put on a whole armor guard right now. I got to put on a breastplate and some boxing gloves and some other stuff. I don't care. Give me a sword. We can do what you want to do. Every now and then in your life, you need to be willing to
everybody where they are. If you want to be a fool, I'll show up and be a fool right in the moment. I don't have to lose my Christianity, but I will not let you walk over me. I will not be a man. I will not be a trash man. I will not let you do the same thing. You will recognize the anointing that is in my life. I bet you don't recognize. The danger of doing it alone. When you try to do it without the anointing, it causes big problems in your life. And so in closing, what I want you to leave with this morning is this. In the midst of you going through something, it's not about you. It's not about how you feel. It's not about what you think. What it's about is your daddy is up to something. You need to know that when daddy is up to something, daddy gonna make sure you look good coming out of it. Just like that. I wish I was talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody who's been through something and daddy brought you. I ain't talking about a biological father. No, baby. No Jerry Springer here. I'm talking about the God up there. I'm talking about that dad. Have you ever been going through something and God reached down and he touched you in the midst of going through something and you said, the warmthness of a daddy. I feel the presence of my Holy Father coming through. You need to know when God shows up, God will always set you free. The Bible declares that where the Spirit is, there is liberty. I'm talking to somebody. You need some liberty. You need some freedom. You need to come from under the bills, under the circumstances. Baby, you need to come out this morning. See, the danger is you've been trying to do it all by yourself. But to preach to somebody, to tell them not by your strength, not by your power, but in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These seven boys, when they went to the evil spirit, and the Bible declares that when they went, come on, in the name of Jesus, that Paul preached to, it says the evil spirit jumped on them and tore their tail up. Matched them up. Wondering why you keep losing. Because you keep going. Talking about what somebody else said. Baby, you better know him for yourself. I'm talking about when the church doors is closed. Ain't nobody preaching. Ain't nobody playing. You better find some bending knees and say, Father God, that I serve. I know he's able. I know he's able. Won't God show up in your life? Won't he make a way out of your life? Won't he be your prayers over the shoulder, Lord?
He'll take you higher. The danger of doing
need a voice to call upon the name of Jesus. I just need a voice to call upon the name of Jesus. Come on and stand with me in the building this morning. I need a voice to call upon the name of Jesus. You know I do something, call upon the name of Jesus. You need God to do something, call upon the name of Jesus. You need God to step into your life this morning, call upon the name of Jesus. As the deacons come forth, we open the doors of the church. Somebody needs to receive Jesus as your personal Savior this morning. Somebody needs to receive him. Somebody needs to receive him this morning. You're going through something? Just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. He knows what Jesus means to you and him. Would there be one this morning? No church home. Don't know Christ as your personal Savior. Just call upon the name of Jesus. Just call upon the name of Jesus. Do you know it? That's it. Move. Walk. God has a blessing for you. As long as you're standing still, God is standing still in your life. I'm talking to somebody. When you move and get your house in order, God will work out supernatural stuff in your house. Man of God, move. Move. God is speaking to somebody this morning. You. We await you. Maybe you've drifted out to the world.